another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I'm your most gracious host, Constance Arnold. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. And I am so grateful that you've joined me today from all over the world. Let me name just a couple of countries: from Malaysia, the Netherlands, India, Argentina, the UK, and of course all of my wonderful and faithful listeners in Canada and the US. And I'm so excited that you've joined me today, and I know that if you are listening, or while you are listening, and the reason that you are listening is that the Spirit of God has attracted you here to hear just that one thing that you need, just that one thing that you possibly might have been praying about, or you might feel a little frustrated about, and today you will shift, alter, and change your thinking, and thus you'll change your being, and eventually you will change what you attract into your life. Well, how are you doing? Have you had a great week? Are you manifesting your heart's desires? Are you growing? Are you shifting? Are you changing? And I know that the answer to all of those questions is an unequivocally yes. And if you are, you will begin to see miracles in your life. Well, it is indeed a beautiful day here in Atlanta. We're slowly approaching fall. It's so beautiful. We're like in the 80s during the day, and then at night it gets a little chilly, and it's so beautiful. But I love early morning. Just this week as I was walking, I noticed that there was a lot of dew on the grass and just a little slight breeze blowing, and I said, man, this is the life. I love fall, so I'm doing really great. I've had a very busy week. I've been doing a lot of coaching. As you know, I coach people all over the world, and it is so miraculous. It is so awesome, and I'm so grateful that God has put me in the position where I'm able to help people. But you know that when you help others, you're really helping yourself, and so I'm grateful. I want to thank you for all of your emails that I've been receiving, especially about last week's show. Man, was that a powerful show? It was. Command your life with your thoughts and your words. And so many of you are telling me how much you really enjoyed that show. And you know you got to listen to it again and again. I think recently some studies came out that said that you need to listen to something 13 times before it actually drops into your subconscious or spirit. So thank you for those wonderful emails. And speaking of emails, I'm going to read one from one of my listeners in France. I love Paris. I love France and have been there many times and ready to go back. She said, Constance, your show is literally changing my life. I listen to you every Monday morning on my way to work, and it helps me to get my week started. I know a lot of people have subscribed to me in iTunes, and it obviously downloads it on Monday morning, wherever they are. I've listened to all of your podcasts from years back, and I find that whatever I'm doing, I am always listening to you. That's great to hear. Thank you so much. I also purchased your book, Secrets to Success, and it has radically shifted my life. I've heard you talk about it all of these years, but I never purchased it. What was wrong with me? Wow. Part one of your book has really shown me why I have been making the choices that I have been making, and parts two and three has really helped me to map out my present life and to move toward my future life. I've told all of my friends that they must buy your book, And I just want to thank you so much. Well, I'm really grateful to that listener. And when I wrote my book, as I said earlier, Secrets of Success, it's really 25 years of my experience in working with probably 10,000 clients. And so I'm going to strongly encourage all of you to go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com to not only purchase my book and download it, but to take a look at my other products, my coaching services. I have great affirmation tapes on prosperity, one on success, and one on love. So once again, that's fulfillingyourpurpose.com. We're going to be right back with my very special guest, Mike Engling, and we're going to be talking about how when you believe, good things can happen in your life. I'll be right back.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
I am thrilled to announce our presenters on our upcoming Cruise of a Lifetime on December 13th to the Mayan Ruins. The phenomenal Lee Harris is flying in from the UK to give us channeled information right in Tulum. And shaman Stefan Wills, flying in from Spain, will be doing incredible meditations and emotional clearing work. We have one of the most dynamic speakers and self-development experts, Constance Arnold, coming in to help us release the past. And hugely popular astrologer Gene Wiley flying in as well, telling us what the stars mean in 2013. All designed to give you incredible insight and advice on how to create the best in 2013. So come aboard our high energy trip. Time is of the essence, so sign up today to get the best rates, best cabins, and best cabin mates. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com.
Well, I am back, and I hope that you enjoyed those commercials. And one that I really want to emphasize is the cruise in December. Oh, my goodness, I would love to meet all of you on the beautiful beaches of Cozumel, Mexico. It is simply beautiful there. The weather there is gorgeous. But more importantly, you will be with like-minded people. So go to loaradionetwork.com and check and click on the cruise link. Also, while you're there, listen to some of the other great radio talk show hosts. We have some phenomenal host that's really sharing awesome life-altering, life-changing information. That's loaradionetwork.com. But tonight, my very special guest is Mr. Mike Engling, and he's from the UK. Mike is a hypnotherapist, and he practices in the UK. He has written two books, How to Make the Law of Attraction Work for You, and his latest book is Miracles Happen with One Good Thought. And as I said to a friend of mine last week, we talked about spirituality and God and affirmations and declarations, really what I call the spiritual part of manifestation. But tonight we're going to be talking about the practical part. And I believe that one reason that so many people are not manifesting is that they don't have a clear understanding that there are two parts to manifestation. There is God, the spiritual part, the presence of God, the power of God behind the universal principles and practices. So tonight we're going to be talking about the practical side of applying the law of attraction and other universal principles. And Mike England, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hello there, Constance. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you for asking me on the show.
I love your accent.
Thank you. I love yours, too. We compliment each other.
We do. So you live in the UK.
I do. I live in a little place called Dudley, which is on the outskirts of Birmingham, which is the second capital of England in the UK. I'm a practicing hypnotherapist and law of attraction coach. And I regularly appear on as guests on local radio, and I basically help people to get the law of attraction to work for them, and I work in groups and one-on-one, and I work online with clients too.
Well, good. And so what's the weather like there in the UK now? I just finished talking about how autumn is slowly approaching here in the south in the U.S.
It's certainly approaching it. It's been a wonderful day today, nice and sunny, but very, very cold. But it's actually evening time now, and it's nice and cool now.
Okay. So, good. Well, I'm excited about what we're going to be talking about, because I believe that you have just, I say sometimes, Mike, that sometimes it's just one principle or one insight or one piece of the puzzle that's missing in our lives. And so you've written a book about the law of attraction. So in your own words, what is the law of attraction and how does it work?
Well, basically, just to explain the law of attraction, let me just explain a little bit about reality. Everything that you see around you that appears solid is actually not solid. And on a very microscopic level, a quantum level, you will see that things are all moving about. There's nothing actually solid, and it's all vibrating at the same, at a different rate, which makes up the matter that you see. Now, the other thing is, thoughts and emotions also emit an energy. And you may have felt this, because sometimes you can go into a room and someone can be excited, or someone may have had an argument and you pick up on that tension. And that's because you're picking up the thought frequencies, the emotional states of the people in that room. And what happens is, through our beliefs and through our emotions that we pick up through life, we begin to attract the experiences in our life to match those beliefs, to match those emotions. So basically, the law of attraction is about changing those beliefs, changing those thoughts, so you can actually start to attract the reality that you want, to create the things that you want.
Okay, and you mentioned the word emotion or emotional. So are you saying that, you know, if somebody is angry, there's a lot of emotion behind that? If somebody's in love, there's a lot of emotion behind that. So are you saying that it's more than just your belief, but it's the emotions that is behind that belief?
The emotions are the most powerful thing that we possess, but what tends to happen is sometimes when we have beliefs, or when we actually create powerful beliefs, the emotional response is diminished as we move through the years, but there's still an emotional response there, because if you focus on the belief, you can feel it. If you think about something such as money, where you say, well, I can never afford that, good things never happen to me, and just feel the discomfort of someone who's saying that to themselves. There's a real powerful emotion there, but that didn't just come. It came through a period of time, as people thought it, as people observed, as people listened to their elders that they thought they knew better, and they picked these thoughts up and then created an emotional response. And the law of attraction responds to the most powerful thought, which is the beliefs that have got the emotions attached.
Right, and so in your book you talk about the emotional mind and the thinking mind. Is that what you mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is, most people call them the conscious and the subconscious, but okay, that terminology is thrown about all over the place. So what I like to call them is the thinking and the emotional mind. Now, the thinking mind is the part of you that you use every day. It analyzes information. It allows you to do the daily tasks that you carry out. The emotional mind is the part where all of your memories are stored, where all of your habits are stored, where all of your beliefs are stored. Now, what can happen is sometimes when we think, oh, great, I'm going to attract more money, and then all of a sudden, you can feel a big, oh, but where's it going to come from? Am I going to get it? Have I got to work for it? That's the emotional mind responding to beliefs that have been placed there. And that creates what's called a contradiction. And you'll always find that when you get a contradiction like that, the emotional mind wins. So you tend to have lack of money. If you could think of money and feel free, feel comfortable, know that it's coming, believe that it's coming, feel that it's coming, there's no contradiction. Another example would be, let's say you've got the money in the bank to pay for a holiday and you think, right, I'm going to go on holiday today. You pay the money and you feel completely at ease at it because the emotional mind and the thinking mind are completely in harmony. You know the money's there and you've paid it. But then let's say you think, well, I really want to go on holiday, but I don't know where the money's coming from. And instantly you feel a discord. And that's because there's a belief there that's telling you that there's no way you can get that money to go on that holiday. And that's the emotional mind creating a contradiction again. So you've always got a very good gauge from that slight discomfort as to what beliefs are holding you back. And when you identify that, you can begin to change them. And it's easier to change them than you actually might think.
And so what would a person do, or what could be the beginning of the process for a person to begin to do to change to create a different reality? I know you talk a lot about how we don't have to really be that specific or visualized. So right now, someone who might be struggling and say, Mike and Constance, I've really been trying, but it has not been working for me. What's the biggest thing that anyone can do to begin to create a different reality?
Right. Well, I get a lot of people come to me like that who've utilized techniques and used visualization techniques and have done it faithfully every day for years and still not got what they want. So the trick is to create an emotional response to what you want without being too specific. So, for instance, let's say someone wanted to attract love, for instance. What I would do is I would create the emotion within them of what it feels like to be in love, but without thinking about them being in love. So, for instance, you could say to someone, well, there's people meeting, there's 6 billion people on this planet, and every day someone's falling in love. Every day there's movies on the telly where people are falling in love. There's hundreds of situations where people meet and they just look in each other's eyes and they see that glint and they just feel that spark. There's so many occasions, there's so much love, there's so many people here that are together because of love. And what you're doing is, as you're continuing to focus on them, focus on being in love, focus on the subject of love, you begin to change the attraction. And then I might extend on that by getting them to imagine having a conversation with a friend where they don't mention being in love, but they mention the feeling of it. So they could say something like, well, I'm so glad I've met you today because I've got to tell you the most amazing thing happened. The thing I've wanted most of all has just arrived, and it was incredible how it came. I never could believe how it came. It was just so surprising, and it was so much fun, and I just feel so elated. I feel so good about the future now. It's just incredible. You know, it just came just like that on the door. And if you notice, you're already beginning to create that emotion,
right,
of being in love without even mentioning a man being there or a woman being there, because the universe will respond more powerfully to your emotional state than the thoughts you put out. We use thoughts to create emotional states, and then the attraction power starts because it's where the energy comes from, the emotions.
Well, you know, that's so powerful because instead of visualizing, you know, this great hunk of a man in your life, you just begin to put yourself in that general state of love, and then later on that state would produce maybe a more specific image of what that person desires.
It may well do, or it may bring suitors to you, because you will attract an exact replica of what you feel. So as you continue to feel that, you don't even have to have an image of the person you want, because the emotional state you've created, if you think about the conversation I've just had and the words I've just spoken,
right,
mean that that person, that partner that you're wanting to attract, has got all the attributes that you want, and there's a compatibility there that you can feel. So basically, you're placing your trust in the universe and you're just sending it out there like a rocket. You see, the thing that trips people up is when they try to imagine someone specific. They tend to sit down and think, well, I only like tall people, I only like small people, I only like them like this, I only like them like that. And then they go through all the imaginings, and then they open their eyes and realise that that person's not there, and they're more aware of them not being there. Now, by doing an exercise by, for instance, imagining a conversation with someone where you're telling them about the things, then when you open your eyes, should it pop up through the day that you're on your own, you can say, it's all in hand, it's a done deal. I've already sent my request, it's absolutely sorted, I'm completely satisfied that everything's taken care of, nothing for me to do, done deal. And as you have conversations like that between the exercise, you will begin to create more and more of a powerful energy which sends it out into the universe and brings not just one suitor but several to you, and you will know by impulse which one is the right one. You become a magnet to what you want.
And so, Mike, is a suitor the same thing as dating someone?
It is. It's an English term, an old English term. It's dating someone, a partner.
I love that. And so, you know, you mentioned affirmations. And so what are the best sort of affirmations that people should use in order to really get results?
Well, a lot of people use affirmations incorrectly. It's correct that you use them in the present tense, but a lot of people try to run before the walk. So if you've not got something, then you do an affirmation. Like, for instance, let's say someone wants to get rid of some weight, and then they say, I will lose weight, I will do this, I will do that. That's a very assertive word. If someone wants to attract money and they say, well, every day my situation will improve, that's an assertive word. And if those things are not real, you can feel the discord. It's that conflict, that contradiction between the emotion and the thinking mind again. So you've always got that as a gauge to tell you when you're not creating the affirmation right. The best affirmations to use are ones where you're not expecting the reality to be there right now. Imagine this. I enjoy the feeling of being in love. Yeah, I enjoy the feeling of being in love. It's great to think about being in love. It's wonderful to think about how satisfying love feels. Can you notice how easy that is? Because there's no contradiction from the emotional mind. Because there have been times where you've been in love and all you're saying is, I enjoy it. But what you're doing in the background is you're focused on love. So affirmations, I would always recommend anybody, especially your listeners, I enjoy, it's great, I love. Always start your affirmation, I enjoy the feeling of being loved, I enjoy the feeling of riches flowing. It's great to think about all the money that's available. I love thinking about the money that just flows through the tills. And you're focused on money. And what I want you to think about it like this. All you have to do is focus on where you want to be and create the emotional state. But sometimes words trip people up when they try to use words that say they're there already. So be a little bit more submissive, use more submissive language, and your subconscious mind or your emotional mind will be more cooperative in sending those signals out into the universe.
And so, Mike, give me an example of maybe someone who you coached or one of your clients or someone you know who really used this technique and they attracted love, success, money into their lives.
Well, I had a company director come to see me, and he was on the verge of bankruptcy and making redundancies, and he was absolutely desperate to change his situation. And he was quite a successful man, but what had happened is he'd been watching all the media about recession and watching more about recession. And because, you know, law of attraction brings evidence of what we focus upon, he brought people who was becoming bankrupt and friends who were talking about having no money and not being able to pay their bills. And he came to see me, and I told him, and I says, the first thing I said to him, I says, so you're telling me that someone's burnt all the money in the world? And he said, no. I says, but you're telling me there's not enough money. I says, there's probably more money now than yesterday. I says, and what's money anyway? I says, what does money give you? And he says, well, it allows me to buy things. It allows me to do things. I says, exactly. And why do you want those things? He says, because it feels good. I says, exactly. I says, so money, we're not trading in money, we're trading in feelings. So everything that we have in life is basically a trade of one good feeling for another or one bad feeling for another. And once I told him this, he started to think about things in a different way. So I told him to leave, and I started to say, just go out the door and just, you know, we did a couple of exercises. What I did is I got him to actually imagine he was swimming in an ocean of money. And I said, just enjoy soaring through with that money. Just enjoy being friends with it. Just enjoy communicating with it. Just enjoy being a part of it. Just run up to the cliffs now and just grab some of it and swing it round and watch that money laugh. And I know it sounds silly because it was a fantasy technique, but he was really in the emotional state of that money because we used a metaphor. His subconscious mind accepted it. And then when he left, I says, every time a bill comes in, every time something happens, just say, that's sorted, that's paid. That's sorted, that's paid. It's a done deal. And that's exactly what he did. 4 weeks later, he had the biggest contract his firm's ever had. 12 months down the line, he came to see me this year. He's got over 55 employees, and he's got one of the biggest offices in the West Midlands at the moment. So that happened because of his change in beliefs, and it happened quickly. I might hasten to add, it took literally less than 30 days, because it doesn't have to take a long time. If something's taking longer than a month or two, change it, because there's something not working right with the technique.
Okay. You know, and so, you know, when as you were talking, I was thinking, well, you know, so many people have so many experiences, negative experiences, and really destructive situations in their lives when they say they're actually thinking positively or actually using the law of attraction. Why do you think that's happening?
Well, the thing is, when people are feeling negative, it's usually because they feel powerless, because they feel that there's no way out. But the thing is, by creating that emotional state or feeling powerless, you're going to attract more evidence of that. So what I would be advising people to do in that situation is not to put too much pressure on yourself, but just use an affirmation, and I'll give you one now, that will just allow you to get a little bit more clarity. And it can be something as simple as, I'm on the right path, and every day the path is becoming clearer. I know there's a way through this. I know that things will sort themselves out. And every day, I'll notice more and more things of what to do, of where to go. Every day, I'll meet more and more people who'll show me more of that path. And every day, I'm moving forward in the right direction because I know I'm on my path and my path is the right path. Now, you're not mentioning anything specific there, but what you're doing is you're giving yourself a powerful affirmation. There's solutions there. And usually within a few days of using that, things start to break, ideas start to flow, synchronicities start to occur, things start to move forward in a way that's pleasing. You see, people get bogged down by their beliefs, and these beliefs are aggravated by the culture we live in, by the TVs we watch, by the conversations we have with people. But what I would always bring people back to is, always remember that you create your reality, and you will always see in your life what your dominant beliefs are.
Wow, so whatever's showing up in our lives, that's what we truly believe, because I always say the inner is just, the outer is just the outpicturing of really what you truly believe on the inside.
And that is so correct, Constance. That is so correct. So one of the things you can do, and I talk about this in my second book, is I call it reflections. Look at your life as a complete reflection of every emotional state that's inside you, of every belief that's inside you. So if something's not working out, something's not working out the way you want it to work out, then look to see how that makes you feel. And this is important because a lot of people haven't got the ability or, you know, are scared to look at what beliefs surround that. Or some people can't even remember. But just look at the way you feel when you're in that situation. And then all you have to do is find a way to change that feeling. And when you change that feeling, you can move it. Many years ago, I used to work in an office as an accountant, believe it or not. And I hated that job. I absolutely hated it. And when I was training as a hypnotherapist, I wanted to leave straight away. But you know what it's like, you think of security and all this sort of stuff. And I thought, no, I need to practice what I preach. So what I actually did is I started saying goodbye to the phones. I hated the job, and I said, by phones, by screen. It's been wonderful knowing you, and I really appreciate that you've given me the stability and the ability to train to what I've wanted to do. But now it's time to say goodbye, and I just wanted to say thank you. Now, I know that sounds incredibly silly, but I was creating an emotional state about the situation because it was the only way I could feel good about it. And when I left the building, I'd wave and say, thank you so much. And I'd imagine the building was laughing at me. Within 3 weeks of that, I must have had about 200 clients phone and book. I had to give up work. I had no alternative. So I gave up that full-time job, and things have gone from strength to strength ever since. And all I used was a fantasy to feel good about the situation I was in. So you don't have to feel as trapped as many people feel they are. All that's required is to find a way to emotionally feel different about the situation, and it will change.
Well, you know, that's a great example, Mike, because even in my own life, when I left corporate America, I guess 20 years ago, like you, I wrote my resignation letter before I actually resigned. And it was great working here. I gained a lot of valuable work experience, and I saw myself actually going in the office and the feeling of freedom, et cetera. And so I love it that you're giving really simple techniques, and that was just the fantasy technique, and people don't have to really be all serious and intense and meditative, but they can just have fun with this thing.
Exactly. What I want people to realize is this, and, you know, I really want the listeners to take this on board, so I may say it twice. The life you're living now is because of the thoughts you're thinking now, and those thoughts you're thinking now are easy. Those thoughts you're thinking now are easy. So equally, if you want to change that life, those thoughts would feel equally as easy. But what happens is, you see all these books, and, you know, I mean, and they tell you, visualize the car, visualize the house, visualize this. And even though people know that they create their reality who read these books, they still sit there and think, I know because I've done it myself when I was first starting out, they still sit there and think, how can a thought create that? And it's too much pressure. It creates a tremendous pressure, which creates a contradiction, which stops it coming. But if you were instead to just think about it, not to get it, just because it feels good. I'm just going to have a daydream now about driving that speedboat. I don't really want it. I'm just thinking about it because it feels good. Can you feel how much pressure is reduced? It's just
right,
easy.
I can feel that.
And that's what I want people to realize. It's that ease, that feeling of letting go of the pressure, of the tension, that actually brings what you want. And it is my promise. Most people I work with have results usually within 6 weeks, because it works so quickly when you work on an emotional level rather than thoughts of specific things. And that's why my books are all about creating emotional states, and there's some really, you know, unusual metaphors in there. Because I like having fun with the imagination, because you can bring whatever you want by having fun with the imagination.
You know, that's so true. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Mike England, and he is the author of two books, How to Make the Law of Attraction Work for You, and his latest book, Miracles Happen with One Good Thought. Mike, let's talk about that latest book, Miracles Happen with One Good Thought. So are you saying that we can create miracles with one thought or with good thoughts? What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that, the reason that book actually came to me in an inspiration, I dreamt about that, and I woke up with that. I got the book ready, and I was pondering the name forever and a day, and I had a dream that I actually was speaking to myself, and I was just saying to myself, well, miracles do happen with one good thought. And what I mean by that is, it takes one good thought to start the process of miracles happening, because when you start to think one good thought, you start the attraction process. You attract other thoughts that are like that, other thoughts that create the same emotional state. And you only have to stay there for a short while to create those. I mean, the reason I wrote this second book was, a lot of people had a great deal of success with the first book. But in the second book, I've put real stories in of real people that I've seen who've had results. And also, I've actually found ways of making the techniques even simpler. I mean, if you've read any of that yet, I don't know whether you've had time, Constance, but if you've read any of it, it's much, much simpler than the first book, and the first book's simple because it should be simple. Thinking should be a simple process. It's something we do every day. And, you know, when you make a big deal about thinking this and sitting there doing OMs, you know, whatever it is, it's just making too much effort of it. Because you don't need to make effort to get what you want. You just have to think the thoughts that create the emotional state that you want. And that's an easy thing for most people to do.
Right, that is easy. So let's talk about some of your techniques. What techniques can people really begin to implement in their lives in a very simplistic, easy, relaxed way?
Well, the first thing I would be getting people to do is to use those three affirmations I talked earlier. I enjoy, it's great, I love. And, you know, I mean, I'm more than happy to post them. Because when you focus on those sorts of affirmations, I enjoy feeling abundant. I enjoy the feeling of being in love. It's great to have the feeling of being well. There's been many times when I've felt well, and it's just wonderful to enjoy that feeling right now. And when you start to use affirmations in that way, you can already feel. I don't know whether you did. I mean, I did. The affirmations.
I did.
And you feel energy start to arise.
I can. So, Mike, while they are saying is, I love the feeling of being abundant, should they try to feel more abundant, or should they just say that and the affirmation within itself would create the feeling? How does that work?
Well, let's say it's abundance. I would imagine, first of all, I wouldn't imagine anything that's real. So I'd be using that. And I would be imagining that you're in a great big ocean of money. You're on the beach and all these people are walking down and you're all going in the water. Nobody's there grabbing it all because it's all there. There's no shortage. And you just go in and have a dip and you bring some out when you want it. You sit on the beach, you throw it about and have fun with it. And, you know, that's one way you can create the feeling of emotional abundance. There's another way you can do it. And I did this when I very first started as well. Every time someone gives you some money, say to them, and they say, thank you so much for coming into my life. Next time you come, bring your friends with you. And then, honestly, well, look, you're laughing, and that's the exact emotional state that will bring it. And then when you pay it out, say, I was so happy to have you in my life, and I can't wait for you to come back with all your friends and family. So even when you're paying a bill, you can find a way to feel differently about it. And that technique is really powerful. I mean, some of my clients have had success within days of that. I mean, my mother, for example, she used that technique. And then all through the day, you know, we was on this cruise liner and my mum likes bingo. And there was a competition that had been run over the weeks that if you call the full house within 40 numbers, you won £4,000. I think it's about $8,000 in your money. And she'd done that technique before we got on the ship, not knowing there was bingo on there. And she went to play bingo. And every single time she played, she says, that's mine. That's mine, that is. And she was so carefree. She never put any pressure. She said, that's mine. The day before we left the cruise, she won the £4,000. She called the full house in 39 numbers. And because my dad was observing this, the next day he got that belief there and he went and won the full house and won another £260.
Wow.
I nearly thought about asking them for the money back for the cruise because I paid for them to go. But the thing I want to emphasise is she had fun with her imagination. Wow. She had fun with the technique, and that's the most important thing. If the technique feels like hard work, I can promise you it will not work. It has to feel fun and carefree and easy and comfortable. And, you know, I know we're spending a lot of time talking about money here, but it can even be just if it's someone who's in love, just imagining the happy ending story, you know, in all those fairy tales when the knight saves the damsel and they have the happy ever after. If you just went round imagining that because it feels good, you will attract love because you're focused upon love. And I've actually got one of my clients that actually attracted love imagining the ending of fairy tales because it was too uncomfortable for her, because she had a disability and she felt that she was unattractive to men. And she really felt that. She was beautiful, but she felt she was. So she had had no interest from men for 4 years. And so I said, well, just have, you know, she came to see me and we had a chat about it. And she just started to use the affirmations. Like I said, I enjoy the feeling of being in love. And then she'd imagine the fairy tale, the happy ending, you know, the knight in shining armour swinging her up on the horse. Not her, just imagining it. But within 4 weeks, and I'll use your terms now, she had 4 dates. And she hadn't had a date in 4 years. I was going to say suitors. And she's actually chosen one of them now for a relationship, and it's perfect for her. They're getting married. But she didn't imagine a particular type of man, but she created the emotional state of the right man being there. So she didn't have to think, well, I want dark hair, I want blue, I want honest, I want loyal, I want... Because that's bringing too much into the equation. If you create the feeling of being in love, all that's accepted as being so anyway, because you're not going to attract being in love with someone and have someone who's disloyal or dishonest. You'll only attract what you feel.
That's so true. You know, and I had a friend of mine, she would hear the pastor say, I now pronounce you man and wife. And that's all she would visualize and see, and she was able to attract love into her life. Well, what about, we're talking about techniques here, what about the gratitude technique? What is that?
The gratitude technique is basically, just basically, whatever it is you want, accepting that it's already there. And really feeling it. And I really emphasize feelings, and I will continue to re-emphasize feelings, because you attract what you feel, and it's easy to change your feelings. So let's say it's a healthy body you're wanting, or whatever it may be, and you're really wanting that. I'd take a few deep breaths, calm yourself down, you know, especially if someone's in pain or discomfort. And then I would really start chanting to yourself, like, especially if it's the body, thank you for the messages you've given me. I understand that you've given me a message. But now, thank you for giving me that and releasing this from my body. Or if it's money, thank you so much for allowing love to flow into my life. Or if it's love, or I just did the love one. If it's money, thank you so much for allowing abundance to just flow in and out, in and out. What you're doing is you're creating a feeling that you're sending out to the universe that things have already happened, that you're saying thank you so much with heartfelt gratitude. You know, if someone's done the lawn, let's say you want someone to do the lawn, and they do the lawn, you know, cut the grass out the front, and you don't say thank you to them. They think, well, I'm not going to do that again. But if someone's cutting your lawn and you show your heartfelt gratitude for it, they want to come back. They want to see. They want to be a part of you. And the energy in the universe is like that. So if you start to show your gratitude, heartfelt gratitude, and really feel it for that thing that you want by saying, thank you so much for bringing this into my life, whatever it may be, and just stay with that just for a few moments, you know, 3 or 4 minutes, you'll create that emotional state within you and you instantly start to attract what you want because you're already there. You're already feeling it. So you're attracting that sort of energy, the energy that you can say thank you. Does that make sense?
It does. And I use that in my own life. As a matter of fact, with my clients, people ask me about my business and I say all the time, I really have my clients before they come to me because I say, God, thank you for clients from all 7 continents. Thank you for clients who understand who I am, who understand the power of investment. And so I'm thankful and grateful for my clients before I get them, and because I'm in that energy, because I'm in that spirit of gratitude, because I'm in that place of thankfulness, that belief and that spirit draws them to me.
Well, I do something very similar. I say thank you for the success that my clients receive. So I'm already expecting the clients to succeed. So I'm already sending that energy out to whoever's coming to me.
Right.
I always say, thank you so much for the success of my clients. And I do something very similar to what you said, because you're sending out in front of you the energy and it brings to you the people that you can genuinely help.
Right.
And
right.
Now, obviously, it's brought all your listeners who can be helped because they're listening to this show, which means they can be helped. So that
right.
should make your listeners feel incredible.
and feel very special.
Exactly.
And lastly, let's talk about the agreement technique. What is that?
The agreement technique is when something's quite stubborn. The agreement technique is basically making a negotiation with yourself. So, for instance, let's say you've got a really stubborn belief, and that stubborn belief is really hindering you. Let's say it's something like, let's say losing weight as an example, because a lot of people struggle with that, don't they? And they continually say to themselves, I'm obese. I eat too much, I can't stop it, I've got no control, and this, that, the other. What the agreement technique is involved with doing is actually, you close your eyes, you actually confront that part of you. Just imagine it. Just imagine what that part would look like. Would it look like you? Would it be an animal? Whatever it looks like, would it be a voice or a feeling? And then start to talk to it and say, well, what's all this about? What's all this about? I've had enough of this. You know, I've been wanting to change for so long and you keep holding me back with all this negative, destructive self-talk. What is all this about? And see if there's a reason. If there's no valid reason, then tell them, you know, you want this to change. If they don't change, they're having the sack again. Somebody else in to do the job because you're not happy with it anymore. You want to move on from that. Those beliefs are inappropriate anymore. I mean, all this is obviously written down in the book.
Right.
But basically what you're doing is you're creating a contract. Because a lot of beliefs are picked up between the ages of 0 and 13, so they're totally inappropriate when you're an adult. And the emotional mind doesn't recognise this. So by going in and actually talking to that part, as in the agreement technique, you can get them to you can negotiate an agreement with yourself. And when you do, you'll feel the satisfaction of it. And when you do, that belief completely instantly changes. And it does.
You know, I believe that we have the power to really use words. I know you talk a lot about language. Use words to really go in and change and rearrange any part of our lives. And so, you know, that's just so interesting. And I just love your techniques because they are so simple. And people can, very busy single moms can use them in their everyday lives.
And that's exactly what I want.
Right. And so what about, let's see here, you talked about weight and releasing weight and healing. So in conclusion, what would you like to leave with people tonight?
I would like people to recognize, actually, that they create their reality, everything, whether it's wanting a well body, whether it's wanting more abundance, whether it's wanting nice things, whether it's wanting love. Remember one thing, we don't trade in money, we don't trade in things. Everything in life, we trade in feelings because we only ever want something so we can feel good. But the most incredible thing we have as human beings is we can feel good without those things. And if you feel good without those things, they will flow into your life. So whatever your techniques you use, whether it's the ones in the book or there's other techniques on my website, there's free videos on my website if people register, then you, or if it's your own techniques, just remember that you will get what you feel the most. We trade in feelings are the most precious things we have, so make each and every one count.
And we're going to talk just in a few minutes about your website and how people can contact you. But I just thought of something while you were talking. Can a person manifest more than one thing at a time, or should we say stay focused in on one area and then manifest that and then move to the next? How does that work?
What I would say to people is don't go and attack the biggest area straight off, because that's a big thing to do. What I would tell people to do is to start off with the smaller areas because they will be the easiest things to change. And it will also allow you to feel powerful and you think, well, I did that. And then start to tackle the big things. And in answer to your question, you can utilize as many areas as you wish. But in the beginning, it is good just to maybe just cover one or two areas. But I'd practice with the smaller areas first, the smaller things, before you go on to the big things. But if anybody wants any advice on anything, they can always email me, and I'm more than happy to help.
Okay. Well, let's talk about how can people contact you, Mike. What is your website information? Are you available for coaching? What is your contact info?
Right. My website is www.freedomhypnosis.org.uk, and there's lots of techniques there on law of attraction. I've put loads on there freely. If people register, they'll get the videos of me, which have got the techniques on. But also, I do online sessions via Skype, and I do group sessions online. I also do personal one-on-one appointments. So if anybody's in the UK or wants a one-on-one appointment, my phone number and everything's on the website. And obviously, there's my two books that are available on Amazon, and they're available on my website, and they're available on the online stores as well.
Okay, so those two books are How to Make the Law of Attraction Work for You and Miracles Happen with One Good Thought.
And they're both available on Kindle, too.
Oh, on Kindle? Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
They're both available on Kindle, too.
Well, that is awesome. And so, Mike, leave us with one story, one fascinating story, maybe one of your clients or in your own life personally, of someone who made a decision to really, utilize the law of attraction, someone who really chose to put themselves in that great emotional state of having it now.
Well, I did a radio show on, it's a place called Stourbridge around where I live, and I went on the radio show there and did a talk on law of attraction. I had a client come to me, I'll call him Raymond for the sake of giving out his name, and he was so depressed. I mean, his life was in a big pit, and he says to me, I just feel trapped and chained. He says, I can't give up my job, he says, because, I've got wife and children and a mortgage to pay. And I said to him, well, I talked about law of attraction and creating your reality. And I said to him, just close your eyes. I said, tell me how you feel. He said, I just feel like my hands and legs are chained. I said, right, okay. And in his imagination, there's the key, just unlock them. And he unlocked them, and he stood up. And I got him to walk along a path into the sunset. And it took about 10 or 15 minutes, believe it or not. But I gave him some affirmations to go away with. My God, that was incredible. He left here. He says, I just feel lighter. 3 days after, it was in Bristol, and he saw this old disused nightclub. And he decided to go and find out how much it was, because he'd always wanted to run his own business. And what happened was, it was really, really cheap because it had been empty for so long. And he managed to remortgage his house. He bought the nightclub. Now he's got three. And that was someone who was, because a lot of depression is because people feel powerless. And he was really depressed because he felt trapped. So I couldn't change his beliefs. So what I used, as I've said to you before, a fantasy. He said he felt chained, so I gave him the key to unlock the chains. And, you know, the emotional mind will accept those sorts of images just as easily, saying, I release this belief. As long as you can feel it as you're releasing those chains, it can accept it just as easily.
Right. Thank you for sharing those powerful stories. And what we've endeavored to do tonight, Mike and I, is to really share with you and to show you that no matter what your current circumstance is, that at this very moment, you can begin to change what you think. And like Mike has so eloquently shared tonight, change what you feel and begin that process of moving, thinking, and feeling, and then eventually being and having what you desire. It's not helpless. You don't have to feel frustrated. You're not a victim, but you are really co-creators with God of your own reality. So like Mike said, make a decision right now that I'm no longer going to be a victim, that I do have the power to begin to decide what I'm going to think and feel, and begin to do that right now. And Mike, I'm so glad that you were able to be on with me tonight. It's been a real joy. I love your accent, and we've had lots of fun tonight, and I believe that we've changed people's lives all over the world tonight.
Well, that was my intention, and thank you too. It's been an absolute pleasure, Constance, and I hope we speak again in the not too distant future.
Right, we will. And once again, this is Constance Arnold. I just want to remind you of a couple of things. Remember, go to LOARadionetwork.com and just take a look at some of the great hosts that we have. Jules, our fearless leader, is just doing a phenomenal job with the website. I just love going on that website, looking at all of you listening. Looking at that world map from all over the world, that is always so exciting to me. Make sure that you take the time to listen to some of our other phenomenal hosts. It's not too late for you to go on the cruise, but you need to click on that link, that cruise link. I'm going to be speaking about how to really identify and change your limiting beliefs that have been stopping you from living and manifesting your most powerful life. Well, once again, it has been a joy for me. I am just so grateful every day that God has given me this opportunity to share with you, my global family. And I always forget to say at the beginning that I love you. I don't know if anybody has told you today that they love you, but if not, I'm saying to all of you that I love you deeply and dearly. Listen in every week to the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. Tell three of your friends about this show, how this show is changing your life. And lastly, my website is fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, tune in at the same time next week. I'm going to be here with an awesome, fantastic guest. And remember, I love you, God loves you, and expect a miracle.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.